know you like crazy stories, so I'm going to tell you another one. Today I came to Rav Shalom this morning. I was a little bit rude, and I asked him, rude.
Rude or audacious?
So, Bezrat Hashem, I came to Arab and I told him, Baruch Hashem, a few things, and then I asked him, I told him, Arab, from the shiur in Shabbos, I understood that he told us that men, when Moshe Rabbeinu is lifting his hands in the air, so Am Yisrael are praying, they're succeeding. And when Am Yisrael, and when Moshe Rabbeinu is taking his hands down, so Am Yisrael cannot pray. They don't have the power to pray. They're falling from faith. It's written on the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayada Bemuna. His hands were full with faith. So when he is rising his hands, Am Yisrael conquers Amalek. When the hands are going down, the hands of Moshe, so Amalek is overpowering. It means the doubts, means they're falling from faith. And Rav Shalom said in that shiur that it all depends in Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the ability of Am Yisrael to hold on with faith or to fall depends in Moshe. So I asked the Rav, can I ask you a question? He said yes. Also you should know, this is halakha. When you want to ask a Rav, or you want to ask a question to your parents, Horim, it's not allowed to ask them, Father, can I borrow your car? Father, can I... You should ask, Father, can I ask you for permission for something? If he's saying, yes, now you can ask. Can I borrow your cup? Now you can ask. It's Ilchot Kibud Abayim, also Ilchot Kibud Rabo, your rabbi. You need to ask him a question, you need to ask Karav, you need to ask permission. Can I ask you a question? If he's saying yes, you can ask. So I asked, Rav, can I ask you a question? He said yes. So I told him, Rav, tell me please, yesterday night when I was crashing, were you also had a certain down? Mm-hmm. Or that it was something else? Because you said that it all depends on Moshe Rabbeinu. And I was crashing yesterday night, Arab. So please, Arab, can you tell me? So first of all, he helped me to understand what happened to me in my falling and why actually it happened to me. But then he told me, but you should know that I didn't have no down yesterday. I was glued to Hashem Yisbarach in 100%. I haven't felt for my faith even for a breath of a hair. And actually, from the fact that I wasn't falling from faith, Hashem had such satisfaction, and Mamash Hashem enjoyed from that. And a lot of tikkunim been happened by that, that I wasn't falling from my faith. So I told him, so Rav, I'm asking, so if you were not falling, so why I was? If everything depends on the Rav, so why I had that down? So he said, because that there are things of halachot that you cannot learn until you fail in them. And because that they wanted you to come this morning to learn few halachot, and to learn few things of Torah, and to come to here, you had to go through that difficulty, to have that down. Because you cannot learn without those down. How much we need to learn, how much we need to learn from all of our downs, from all of our fallings, from the weirdest things of them all. We cannot understand what Hashem Yisbarach is doing even when we're falling. We don't know nothing, we don't know nothing, we don't know nothing. We just can know for sure that we have one man that we can count on him. There is a righteous man. There is one that is not going down. There is one that is not falling from his faith. One that is stable. One that is strong. That is amazing with his faith, with his ability. That is making such satisfaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not falling from faith. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich told Rav Shalom that he, Rav Shalom, got faith like people that were in the generation of the Holocaust. I asked him what it means. He said that it means that people were very... It was very hard to hold with faith in that generation, with all of the horrible decrees and sorrows that they saw with their eyes. But me, if I was there, Rav Shalom answered, I was holding on. This is a very strong faith. So, Baruch Hashem, we need to thank Hashem that we have people like those to count on them, to illuminate our eyes, to teach us Torah. So, Rabbeinu in Torah Lamed Bet 32, in the maybe 7, 8 lines from the beginning. Rabbeinu is talking about dancing. Ki haraglin, because the legs, hem bivchinot netzach vehod, they're in the aspect of netzach vehod, it's two sefirot, two ways of hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. One calls netzach, eternity, vehod, it's
glory.
What?
Splendor.
Splendor. Oh, I needed that. To Baruch Hashem, splendor. Vehem nitnasim al yedei alev, and they're rising up by the heart. Hainu, it means al yedei simchat alev, by the joy, by the happiness of the heart. Kanireh bechush, like you can see with your senses, shal yedei simchat alev, that by the happiness of the heart, merakdin, people are dancing. Kemo shekatuv gabei Yaakov, like that it's written on Yaakov Avinu, vaisa Yaakov et raglav, that Yaakov took his legs up. Uferesh Rashi, and Rashi explained it, libo nasa et raglav, his heart took his legs up. Velev and heart, hu bina, is bina, bina is the word, and the meaning of the word bina is understanding. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, bina liba, the understanding is depends in the heart understands. Uva halev mevin, and with the bina, the heart understands. Alken, and this is why Sarich lechaven barikudim, a man when he's dancing a dance of mitzvah, and every dance, even in his house, is a dance of mitzvah, because if you're dancing now, you put music because you want to be happy, because you want to connect yourself to Hashem, to cancel judgments, like Rabbeinu is saying, Al yedei rikudim umchiat kaf nimtakim kol hadinim, by dancing and clapping your hands, you're canceling all judgments. So by that, if you're doing that, it means you're keeping a certain mitzvah. Even if you're all alone in the house and you decide to put a certain CD that makes you happy and you dance by that, it's a simcha of mitzvah. By doing that, when you're doing that, you need to have a certain intention. What's that intention in the dance? Le'amshich ha'alefin shebalev, to bring those alefin, letters aleph, that's in the heart, al yedei haraglin, by the legs, Lehakala, to the bride, soon we're going to talk about that, she bechinat chamesh pe'amim din, that she is in the aspect five times judgment. Gimatria shach, the numer value of the word shach, it's 320. Gimatria nar, the numer value of the word kid, nar. Like we explained it last week in the beginning of the Torah, that in the dance of the wedding, and here Rabbeinu is explaining to the groom the intentions that he should have when he is dancing, but actually every man in every moment that he's dancing can have those intentions, to have those kavanot, because divugim and shalom bayit, it's all the same. A man can pray on his shiduch even before that he met her. It's a very good advice also to pray on your future wife. There is one wife for you. You met her, you haven't met her yet, but still you need to pray on your wife. And all of those tefillot are going to help her also to prepare herself, to complete herself, to be ready to that day that she's going to meet you, and to be able to look, you're not so easy to deal with, so she needs a lot of tefillot. So be kind and pray on her that she's going to have that patience and understanding and to listen to you so many hours a day. So, and after a man getting married, also he needs to have shalom bayit. So also, shalom bayit, it's like an anniversary, it's like again, they're uniting themselves together, and they're developing their relationship, and they're talking, and every day is like, every man and every day he needs to feel like they just got married, everything is new, everything is good, Baruch Hashem, to be happy with his wife, so... That all of that, the Rabbeinu is bringing certain example, but actually it's something that a man can do every day. Val yedei or halev, and by the heart, the light of the heart, shenimshach la, that he is bringing to her, means that by that you are dancing and you're thinking about her to make her happy, that by your dance you're going to make your wife happy, her heart is illuminating. She becomes to be happy. You're putting music and dancing in the house, even if she's not there, she feels it. She's rising. Something is happening in her soul. And even if you haven't met her, it's your wife. Couples that are talking, they can see a lot of times that a lot of situations that one of them had in his life were connected to these things that his wife had even before that they met. In the age of 15, it was a very hard year for both of them. In the age of 13, something happened. The age of 6, 20 years ago, 15 years, exactly, mamash, because they were one soul. The soul, when it's above, when it's coming down from heaven, it's one soul. Only when it's coming down to this world, comes down to this world, it's separated and become to go down to divide to two bodies. And now those two bodies are going, those bachelors are going like battlers, beggars. They don't have a body, they don't have a neshama, they're cut, divided in half. And they're looking for their shidduch. They have to find the one that's going to complete them, and there is only one. There is only one that can complete you, it's your wife. That's why always when I'm talking to the guys here in the yeshiva and talk about shidduchim, I'm telling them, you're looking for your wife. You're not looking for a good shidduch, for a best shidduch, for a nice... You're looking for your wife. There is your wife. You need to look, who is that is your wife? It not depends on your lust and your desires. It's someone that is talking in the same language that your neshama is talking. Someone that your the water, the communication can flow between you. You can help her and she can help you. You can communicate. This is your neshama. This is your wife. If you find someone like that, this is her. And it's now you need to work on yourself that her beauty will not going to disturb you. Your imagination, not her beauty. Your imaginations will not going to distract your thoughts and your dreams that you had before and I don't know what. Who is the hero? The one that conquers his Yetzer Hara. A rider that runs on a horse, he cannot let the horse lead him. He cannot. He has to control the horse. You have a body. Your body is a horse. You need to control your body. Now it's time to eat. Now it's time to drink. Now it's time to run. And you should control him. You should be wise to know when he should rest and when he should eat, that he will not going to fight with you, that he will not going to be wild. But you are the leader, you are the rider, you need to control your body. The beginning of all of that depends in the eyes, but this is after Shabbos, you need hugs and kisses, I understand, it was a hard Shabbos for everyone. Rav told me also for him it was very hard Shabbos. So, v'al-yadei or halev, and by the light of the heart, v'nimshach la, that been pulled to her, Naset na'ara behei. From the word kid, na'ar, she becomes to be a girl. She becomes to be na'ara. Ve'naset hei pe'amim adni. She becomes to be five times the word, name of Hashem Yitbarach adni. Ve'ze b'chinat, and it's the aspect, means that now she is capable of bringing kids to the world. She is able to have kids, to also to love her own kids. It's in every level. In a woman, after 20 years that she is a mother, she can feel that she is not ready to be a mother yet, and that she wasn't living enough, and that she lost all of her childhood, and she wasn't living for herself, and those imaginations can come and pump up in every moment, in every stage of life, that she feels not capable of taking care of her children, she's not capable of taking care of her grandson, grandchildren, and it can come every time that you need to revive your wife, that you need to make her happy, that you need to dance, that you need to let her believe in herself. And the main advice on that, Rav Shalom told me, that the wife really going to be happy, is to penetrate, to let her believe in that Ta'arat HaRatzon, the illumination of the will, that she also going to have that wisdom, that just to want Hashem Yitbarach, it's already important. Because the wife, she's always frustrated because she thinks, I'm not doing enough, we're not making it, we didn't buy that, we didn't buy this. And she's always stuck in the thought, in the physical world. We're not learning enough, we're not praying enough, we're not spending time enough together, we're not doing this, the kids are not, they don't have this, they don't... All of the time she's in this world, she's stuck. This is why the man, the husband, he needs to help her to learn, to grow, how actually the fact that she wants Hashem Yitbarach is already enough. It's already something very, very huge. And this is something that depends on the husband. If you're not going to work on that, if you're going to believe that you have a soul, that that soul, she just wants Hashem. No matter what's going on in your life, you want Hashem. And that soul is part of Hashem. And you are happy already from the fact that you have a will with no actions at all. You're failing and you're falling every day and in the same things again and again and again. But still, you want Hashem. If you're not holding that, if you're not working on that and holding that much strong that you're happy, how can you give it to your wife? So first of all, the man should work on that. That he's going to have that illumination of the will. That the will is going to illuminate from himself. I have a will. And a man that doesn't have that, Rav Shalom told me, he will never going to be able to be happy. You cannot be happy if you don't believe in yourself. What it means to believe in yourself? To believe that you have a will inside of yourself, that you just want Hashem. And now, even if you're falling, even if Hashem is crushing you, breaking you to parts, throwing you from one side to the other, let you chase after money, let you fall, let you crash, let you cry, breaking your heart, I don't know what. If you don't have that grip, if you're not holding that rope, to know, Yaakov Hevel Nachalato, I have a rope in my hand, I want Hashem. I'm just desiring to Hashem, I just want Hashem, I don't care. Like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah, Kuf Nun Hei, that a man should be in that level that he loves Pat Leklal. He doesn't care at all. He doesn't care at all what Hashem is doing with him, he doesn't care. Kuf Nun Hei. Rabbeinu is saying in Torah, Kuf Nun Hei, that this is the aspect of faith. Only that. Only. That he doesn't care for no confusions, for no problems, things that hold him back in his Avodat Hashem. This is the aspect of patience. Means that the man is not afraid of nothing. And is not observing, not looking on no canceling and no confusions in his Avodat Hashem. Just he's doing what that he can. This is the aspect of patience. Erech HaPaim. That there is nothing that can confuse that man. Because he doesn't care about nothing. He doesn't care. But I wasn't completing my Seder. I wasn't doing Shait Bodedut. I don't care. I wanted to do Shait Bodedut. On that, I'm holding. With that, I'm holding. This is what I'm surviving with. I know that I wanted. Hashem, you didn't want me to do Shah. So I haven't. You didn't want me to pray Mincha. So I haven't. Only when Hashem wants you to pray Mincha, you're going to pray Mincha. If Hashem will not going to let you pray Mincha, you will not going to pray Mincha, even if you're going to bribe everyone and going to stand as a shliach tzibur in the Bet Knesset, you won't have a sound. You will not going to be able to open your mouth. You will not going to be able to say Hashem. There was one person that came to Uman. He was standing in the entrance to the Tzion, and police officer took him back to the airport. And he wasn't in the tzion of Rabbeinu in that Rosh Hashanah. When Rabbeinu decides that you're going to be in Uman with no ticket, with no passport, you're going to be there in Uman. Avrichim, students of Rav Shalom, Rav Berland, told that they were crossing the border with no passports, with tikkun haklali. They were holding tikkun haklali in their hands. And if you don't believe, you don't believe in righteous people, you don't have faith in Chachamim. This is truth. Like that the sun is rising, it's the truth. You don't need to have nothing. When Rabbeinu is calling you, you're going to find yourself in Uman on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh with no passport, with nothing, with no nature at all, beyond nature. If Hashem wants you to find your wife, you're going to find your wife. If Hashem wants you to have a car, you're going to have a car. If Hashem wants you to have a house, you're going to have a house. If Hashem wants you to have Shalom Bayit, you're going to have Shalom Bayit. If Hashem don't want you to have Shalom Bayit because you're arrogant, no matter how many flowers you're going to bring, how many golden diamonds rings you're going to bring your wife, nothing going to help to make Shalom Bayit. She's going to hate you and curse you and fight with you until you're going to surrender, because Hashem wants humble people. Hashem wants people that are accepting His kingship. Hashem wants you to be His slave. Hashem wants you to know Him. Hashem wants you to recognize Him. And when you're doing that, you're going to be close. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him, to everyone that calls Him with truth. Truth means humble. Truth means humility. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was the most humble man in the world, he was the one that brought us the Torah, Torah Emet, him and no one else. Why? Because he was so humble. Humble is, humility is wisdom. It's not to be humble, to pray like you're humble, and to play like you're the best actor of them all. This is not humility. Humility is that you know that Hashem is the King. that you know that there is nothing except of Hashem, and that you don't have no powers at all. Not to pray, not to learn, not to give tzedakot. You have $1,000,000 in your hand, and you cannot give one penny if Hashem will decide that you will not. And if Hashem gonna decide that you're gonna give money, you're gonna give even when you're poor. Like I told you that in 1 year ago or something like that, on one Pesach, that I had a crazy, huge desire to give charity, to give tzedakah to poor people from the yeshiva, avrechim from the yeshiva, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't have money for myself, and I saw people that are suffering even more than me, and I wanted to give, and I didn't have what to give. And I was praying on that to Hashem, and I prayed, Ribono Shel Olam, please, let me give tzedakah. And from every amount of money that I received in during those days before Pesach, I would give half to tzedakah. I received 1,000 shekels, I gave 500. I received another 500, I gave 250. After Leil HaSeder, I was sitting with myself and I saw how much money I gave. It's not such a huge amount, but for me in that day it was huge. It was 2,500 shekels to charity in a time that I didn't have enough. But because I wanted it so much, and I was sacrificing before a Pesach from 1,000 to give 500, it's hard, but I was doing it, and another time I was doing it, and by that will I build a vessel to receive another 500 and to give another 250, and another vessel to receive another 700 and to give another 350, and another Avrech, and another Avrech, and another Avrech, and you don't need to give $1,000,000 that people are going to be happy. Sometimes when you give a smile, it's bigger than $1,000,000. Sometimes when you hug a man, when you care about someone, when you're cheering up someone, you can give. If you want to give, Hashem is going to give you the opportunity to give. It's not about money. You can give with no, and to be broke, and to give, and to be the most generous man in the world, and not to give a penny because you don't have. Someone is asking you and telling you, are you telling him, I'm praying on you, I love you, I want you to have. He's going to remember you more than he's going to remember the one that gave him the money. Because he felt that you care about him. Because words that comes out from the heart are penetrating, getting into the heart. And if you're talking from your heart, you're helping him. You're helping him. And that you're going to have, like we talked before, that ability to support your wife and to help people. You have to hold that light inside of yourself. This is why, first of all, we need to work on ourselves. To believe that we have a neshama, that we have a soul inside of ourselves, and nothing can take it. Not debts, not avonot, no sins, no the devil himself. No one can take your neshama. No one can take your neshama. Your soul is eternal, and your name is carved on that neshama, and that neshama carved, your face is carved on Kisei HaKavod, on the holy throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. And because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that you are immortal, that you are eternal, you're going to live forever. And nothing is going to change that. And all of Am Yisrael ever shared in the world to come. And you need to believe in that when the Yetzer is telling to you that you're corrupt, that you're evil, that you're a liar, that you're worthless, that you're scum, that you're the worst person in the world, that you're mamash evil, that you're cruel. You're not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. Yetzirah is talking Lashon Hara from the first day of creation. He was talking on Adam, on Chava, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. So on you, he will not going to talk. On me, he will not going to talk. Of course he's going to talk. You're not allowed to listen. Not only to accept, even to listen. Not to start even to listen to those words. I'm not. Immediately say, I'm not. I'm protesting against it. No, I'm good. I'm good, go with that, I'm good. I'm a holy neshama, I want Hashem, I want to learn Torah. But look, you're a bum, you're waking up every day at 10, you're not going to the mikveh, you're not praying enough, you're not going to a minyan, you're not doing your shayt v'dedut. But I want to. I believe that Rabbeinu is right. I believe that Rav Shalom is right. I believe that Chutz Shel Chesed is a good place to learn in, and I don't care. And I don't care what you're going to tell me about me, it's all Lashon Hara. I have a thick body. I failed thousands of times for Avonot. And you failed me, Yetzer Hara. This is why I'm not going to listen to you, that you're going to fail me more and more and more. And I'm just going to run to the yeshiva. Like the one of the most important Avrechim of Rav Shalom, Rav Yaakov Herzberg said, I'm thanking Hashem Yitbarach that my legs are wiser than my head. No matter which thoughts I had in my head, my legs were dragging me to Kushel Chesed Yeshiva in the morning. Go to the yeshiva. But I haven't prayed Shachrit. Come to the yeshiva. If you were not going to come, you're never going to pray Shachrit. So come to the yeshiva. Pray at 10, pray at 11, pray at 12. So So what? Finally, put tefillin, say Kriyat Shema with tefillin. So you haven't prayed. From here, there are buses, cars that are going to the field to do tshuva on the shachri that you lost. Over there, you are not going to find no one to drag you to the field to do tshuva. Avrichim of 5 or 10 years are not doing it what they do daily. A few months ago, I met one of the avrichim. He told me, Dror, help me, I don't know what to do. He told me, what's the problem? He said, I'm not doing 1 hour. I told him, how much time? He said, a few months. You're crazy, the biggest gift of them all. The biggest gift of them all that we receive from Arab, that we receive from Rabbeinu, the biggest gift of them all is the 1 hour in Bodidut a day. Yes. But אנחנו מקליטים לה, זה אפשר אולי באחת, אפשר עוד רבע שעה, סליחה. The biggest gift of them all is that. This is the biggest gift of them all. To have that ability to come. And for that you don't need to be righteous. Adrabah, if you're righteous, it's harder for you to come to the field. Need to come to the field and to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on everything. What do you want to come? To lie to Hashem Yitbarach? To tell Hashem Yitbarach, no, I'm righteous, no, I'm learning Torah. So you don't need Hashem Yitbarach if you're Hashem Yitbarach. So you don't need Hashem Yitbarach. Only when you know that you're zero. Only when you know that you're zero means that you're humble. And for people like us, we cannot learn humility through success. We have to fail. What can we do? I'm testifying on myself. When I'm succeeding, I forget Hashem. And Rabbeinu is bringing, in Likutei Moharan, I don't remember the Torah, Kuf, something, that a man, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, that he's got that ability to help people to do tshuva, and to make gerim, to support people to make gerim, so a person like that, he cannot have easy life. Why? Because we're not accepting Gerim in days of Mashiach. When a man wants to convert, he wants to become a Jew, he cannot come in the days of Mashiach. Why? Because in the days of Mashiach, the success is going to be amazing for Am Yisrael. Everyone's going to see that Am Yisrael are succeeding. It won't be a big deal that you've chosen to turn yourself to Am Yisrael when they're succeeding, when they're rich. You need to choose to connect yourself to Am Yisrael when they're poor, when they're suffering, when they're low, when they're down. So then, if you're choosing to join to Am Yisrael in that period of time, so then we can tell really for sure that your conversion, your giyur, is real. And now you can join Am Yisrael. But in the future to come, when it's all going to be good for Am Yisrael, we cannot accept gerim and not also Baal HaTshuva. This is why when people are getting closer to a certain person, that person cannot have easy life. Why cannot have easy life? Because then the gerim that's going to join him is going to want to join his success. And then their conversion, their giyur, their tshuva will not going to be real. This is why you have to go through difficulties. But how are you going to cancel all of those difficulties? Only with wisdom. That you know that it's all Hashem, then it's not hurts at all. It doesn't hurt you at all. When you remember Hashem Yitbarach, it doesn't hurt. Only when you forget Hashem. This is why Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that Borei Olam made that in nature, that when something is hurt to the man, he's closing his eyes. He's closing his eyes. Ow! He's saying, ow! He's closing his eyes. Why closing his eyes? Like in Kriyat Shema. That when we're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, we're closing our eyes. Why we're closing our eyes? To know that everything, Hashem and Elokeinu, kindness and judgments, it's all one. We're closing our eyes because when you open your eyes, you see details, you see people, you see cars, you see women, you see money, you see honor, you see all of those things, you forget Hashem. But when you're closing your eyes, you can see only Hashem. There is no one else over there. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu done that, that when you're suffering, when you have difficulties, you're closing your eyes, that you're going to remember infinity, that you're going to remember that Hashem is one. So this is something that we need to do daily, to remind ourselves, to close our eyes. There is only Hashem in the world, and when you have that wisdom, nothing hurts. Nothing hurts, you don't care, you can suffer everything, you can accept everything, you don't mind. You're with Hashem. You can sacrifice to yourself to Hashem. Like the Rav Shalom said on Yitzhak Avinu, that Yitzhak Avinu, he wasn't sacrificing himself when he was 37 to tie himself to be a kad for Hashem Yitbarach on the altar. No! Yitzhak Avinu achieved that level after 37 years of sacrificing himself. This is why he became to be the ultimate sacrifice. Because he was sacrificing himself all of his life to Hashem Yitbarach. Then he came to that level that really he was worthy. He was fit to be the sacrifice on the altar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the hands of Abraham Avinu. It all depends in our effort today. Each and every day, each and every one of us can achieve the heights, can achieve huge, huge, huge things if you're just going to believe in yourself. To believe in your will that you want Hashem, that you're holy neshama, that you're all good. And all of the avonot, this is the exile, this is the exile. This is Hashem that's in exile. This is Chorban Bet HaMikdash, this is the Galut of Am Yisrael, the exile of holy tribes, Galut of all of Am Yisrael, so you're part of Am Yisrael. B'toch Ami Anochi Yashevet, I'm with my nation, I'm with my people, this is why I fell. This is why I fell to alcohol, to drugs, to music, to lust, to desires, because Am Yisrael are there. This is why my father brought me to the world, in this place, my mother was in that place, this is why I become to be like that I was. But my neshama is eternal. And when you're going to believe in that, you're going to work on yourself until you're going to see that light, you're going to be able to illuminate that light in other people, especially in your wife. And your wife going to illuminate that light in your children. And all of your house going to be illuminated with that light. We want Hashem, we want Hashem, we just want Hashem. Moshe and Yosef and David, both, all three of them passed away in Ra'avad d'Ra'avin, in Suda Shlishit of Shabbat. That this is the time that there is Harat HaRatzon, the illumination of the will. That they wanted Hashem Yitbarach in the maximum that a man can want Hashem Yitbarach. They wanted just Hashem. They didn't have no other will. Just Hashem Yitbarach. So when they reached that time, they gave their soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitat Neshikah. They died, mamash, kissed with Hashem Yitbarach. Their soul went up straight to heaven, with no trial. Like that Rabbi David Chaim Stern told on his father, that his father came to him, because that he was respecting his father so much, after that his father passed away, after 7 days of Shiva, he went into his father's room, office, Chadar Avodah, and over there, suddenly he sat on his chair, and he saw his father standing. Mama standing like that. And his father started to tell him how that he went up to heaven. He told him, I haven't felt the pain of death at all. And there was no trial. And I found myself in heaven. Righteous people that are attached to Hashem Yitbarach in the world to come, they just connecting themselves to Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. One of the righteous people said on himself on his deathbed that all of his 120 years, all of his years that he was working here, he was preparing himself to that moment that he's going to join Hashem Yitbarach. If you believe in a trial, if you believe in judgments, if you believe in punishments, you're going to find them. Or are they going to find you? But if you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to find him. In the path that the man wants to walk in, they're leading him to walk through that path. If you're just looking for Hashem Yitbarach, this is what you're going to have. When Rabbi Natan passed away, Rabbi Naftali, his friend, was asleep. And suddenly he saw in his dream Rabbi Natan running. So he asked him, where are you running? So Rabbi Natan answered to him, I'm running straight to Rabbeinu. Rabbi Naftali opened his eyes and said, Rabbi Natan passed away. How you can tell? You saw your friend running, telling you where to Rabbeinu. Oh, he's going to Uman. You had a vision, you saw a prophecy, Rabbi Natan is going to Uman. How he knew that he passed away? Because Rabbi Natan, all of his life he was running to Rabbeinu. All of his life. Rabbi Natan, when he had difficulties in Shlom Bayit, difficulties from his father-in-law, that he didn't know how to deal with his life. One time he was standing in the porch outside of his house, and he said, how can it be? 8 miles from here, there is someone that can answer to all of my questions. And I'm stuck here. And he started to walk. And he walked. Because he couldn't stop himself. There is a righteous man that can save your life, that can answer to all of your questions. If you're like that in life, in this world, also in the world to come, you can be like that. You're going to be like that. If you're sacrificing yourself, you're going to be worthy to be attached to Hashem Yitbarach. If you saw Hashem Yitbarach in 100% and you were not falling from your faith in this world, in the world to come, you're going to have a complete picture. You're going to see 100%. And if not, if you had lust and desire, so a few months in hell, it's going to separate all of those attachments. Don't worry. It's hot enough over there. Minimum 60 times more than the strongest fire. The lowest fire in hell is strong 60 times than the hottest fire in this world. Not slow question. Good 10. So when you have that, what?
Top later.
So when you're working on yourself, and Rav Shalom told me that today, after that I talked to him about all of my difficulties, I had that thought in my mind to ask him, Rav, but how am I going to translate all of those words to my wife? So he looked at me in my eyes and told me, when you're going to get stronger, your wife, she's going to get stronger also. Your wife is your mirror. Actually, when a man is working on himself, so his wife is growing from inside. Your wife, she is a creation like that, that she is one of your ribs, she is part of your organs. And when you're illuminating from inside, your wife, she feels that illumination. And she wants that also, she can understand what you're talking about. But when you're not working on yourself, so she feels darkness, she feels that she needs to take light, so she's trying to take more and more and more, because you're not giving. If you're going to give, means that you have what to give. Means that you're learning like you should, and you're praying like you should, and you have light inside of your soul that you can share, that you can give. Your wife's going to feel that. Your wife's going to feel that, and she's going to be happy. She's going to be happy to send you to the yeshiva. She's going to be happy to send you to do it, but it is because she feels. Women, they got binay terah. They have more ability to understand. She feels. I was trying to go to a lot of yeshivot before that I came to Chut Shel Chesed, and in no place that I was, my wife wasn't happy. No matter what I was doing, coming early, bringing money, nothing was helping. Nothing. And explaining to her hours and hours on the importance of Torah, nothing was talking to her. When I decided to come to Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, first thing that they told me in the yeshiva, the supervisor told me, you're more than welcome to sit and learn, but there is no money here. You will not going to receive no support, no tmicha from the kollel. I told him, alright, I came for the Torah, I didn't come for the support. He said, alright. So you can join the yeshiva. This is the terms of Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed. You should know that you're the worst one, and everyone are better than you, and now you can sit. All of the avrochim sitting and receiving money, you to accept, you need to accept on yourself not to receive no money. If you're accepting it, you're more than welcome. After 4 months, I started to receive money also. You know how much? 800 shekels a month. Baruch Hashem, huge support. Thank you, Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and all of the partners. When I started to be in the Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, when I started in the first days, I mamash saw a different change, huge change in my wife. Mamash. It was good for her. She was happy, and she started to ask what's going on over there, who you met, what's going on, and she started to care. And she haven't felt like I'm taking from her time, taking from her money, taking from I don't know what. When the wife, she feels that the husband is working on himself, that he's working on his midot, that he's learning from holy books, that's going to educate him, she feels that it's going to help her in the end. She feels that it's the right thing for her, for the children, for everyone. So let's read another part of Be'ezrat Hashem. B'zeh b'chinat, and that's the aspect Adonai Sfatai Tiftach of that verse, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Shal yedei ha-sfataim, that by those lips, shehem netzach vahod, niftach ve-nimtak hakala b'chinat zivug. All of that, all of like that we said before, those aspects are for every level in the Avodat Hashem, for every level. If a man is working on himself, he's going to have the ability to pray. And if you're not working on yourself, you're not going to find the words to pray to Hashem Yitbarach. Only when a man is working and he finds the situation that are hard for him, he can go to pray on that in the field. If you don't have troubles, if you don't have issues in your life, you cannot pray. You're going to the field and you're looking and you're spending 1 hour with Hashem. It's also good, but it's not it. Like that when you're trying to achieve something else and you're mamash, find yourself in difficulties, then your lips are being open. Hashem, what's going to be? I need to achieve that. I need that. This is why Hashem is bringing all of those difficulties. That we're going to pray. V'naset b'chinat Adonai, and that shechina, that bride, that wife, she becomes to be in the aspect of Hashem. She na'ara, that it's a girl, that is a woman. She reuya lezivug, that she can get married, that she can mate. V'zeh de'ita b'midrash, and this is what it's written in the midrash. כשנשא יעקב את לאה, when יעקב married לאה, בשעה שהיו מרקדין, when they were dancing, היו מזמרין, the people surrounding him were singing to him, Hi, Laye. They wanted to hint. Lirmoz le'Yaakov, to Yaakov. Ha'le'ah, it's le'ah. They were making a sound. Hi, Laye. Like they're singing. Like, lie. They were singing to him something, but actually they wanted to hint him. It's le'ah. They wanted him to wake up. Look, you're married to le'ah. You were supposed to marry to Rachel. Hainu ki le'ah, but why? Because le'ah, he alma de'itkasya. She is the world that is hidden. What it means, the world that is hidden? Rabbeinu omer shu b'chinat lev, the aspect of the heart. Like that we know on le'ah, that she was praying. Le'ah, her eyes were soft because of all of the tears. Rabbeinu is writing in Nikutei Moharan that a man cannot be a real posek to know psak halacha and to know the secrets of the Torah Kedosha, all of the real secrets of the Torah Kedosha, without being a Baal Tefillah, without having hours and hours of prayers, because the real secrets of the Torah Kedosha, you cannot find them in the Torah, you can find them only in the field. Only in the field, only when you're praying and crying to Hashem, Baruch Hashem suddenly pours light on you, illuminates your eyes, and light is covering all of you. And you feel Hashem. Now you can, when you're opening the book, suddenly you understand. The letters are jumping into your mind, into your heart. Your heart starts to understand the limud. You're never going to find it in the limud, in the books, more books, more books. It's great, you have to have that. But without that filot of le'ah, Yaakov wanted Rachel. He wanted Rachel. Rachel is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Rachel, she is Torah Sheba'al Peh. That mimena gozazin halachot is the Gemara. That from her you take out the halachot. This is Rachel. But Yaakov Avinu, he thought that he's going to achieve that by marrying Rachel. But Borei Olam, he knew better than him. He knew that he will not be able to contain Rachel without Le'ah. That Le'ah is prayers. Le'ah was crying and crying. And with no prayers, he was not going to be able to learn the Gemara Kedosha, the Torah Sheba'al Peh. This is why he had to suffer for 7 years. To work and to cry and to pray and to pray and to pray. And when he achieved that aspect of Le'ah, that he was praying enough, then he was capable to marry Rachel. This is the beauty that even Yaakov Avinu, that he was all truth, he can never tell what is the real supervision of Hashem Yisbarach. Only Hashem knows. And we have to accept everything with faith. If Yaakov would fall to sadness, frustrations, angers on Hashem Yisbarach, he had all of the reasons. What he was doing, he was listening to his mother, he was doing everything by the book. He was doing everything in a kosher way. And Hashem is breaking him from this side and from that side. Exiled him from the father, his parents' house. And being tortured and chased by the sons of Esav. And then in the house of Lavan, suffering day and night, winter and summer. And working. And then he's cheating him so many times. Yaakov Avinu, come on, give up. No, he's not giving up. And because that he's not giving up, he's going to succeed and succeed and succeed and going to grow more and more and more. And it's the story of each and every one of us. Every verse in the Torah is the life story of each and every one of us. We just need to attach ourselves to the Holy Fathers, Holy Mothers. When are we going to be like them? When are we going to be like Rabbi Nachman Breslev? When are we going to be like Rav Shalom? When it's going to happen? When? Always to want, to wish. Because le'ah, it's the hidden world, that it's the aspect of the heart, shubchinat lev, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, belibi tzafanti imratecha, in my heart I was hiding your words, means I was hoping for you always, umishama mituk shel adinim, and from there we're cancelling all judgments, shemamshichin hey me'alev, when we're taking that letter hey from the heart, this is the hey alephim, the five letters aleph, v'ze ha'le'ah, and this is what they told him, ha'le'ah, Ha, this is that Hey Alephim. Hey Alephim. This is Le'ah. Shetzarich lamshich mi Le'ah ha'alephim. That you need to take from Le'ah those Alephim. Kedei lamtik ulataken et hakala. To fix and to prepare the bride. Gam hayu omrim. Also they were saying, shehakala shma Le'ah. That the bride, her name was Le'ah. Shal yedei bechinot atzma nimteket. That by her own aspects of prayers, it been... Sweetened. Thank you very much. Yes. 1 second, please. Wait one more second.
Just thinking about we just said in the shed by afterwards she took a drum and started playing. Only when she saw